It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 1041 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Fellow foodies, welcome to the most delicious hour on radio, and I have one question for you for this hour. Are you ready for some football? We have an entire hour dialed up for you this afternoon celebrating what we call game day gastronomy. It's gridiron gastronomy, and whether it's from the pregame tailgate all the way through the fourth quarter, we're going to be breaking down what eating and drinking looks like as we celebrate another great football season, and we're doing it live right now, right here, from what many consider to be Sports Central in Southern Arizona. We're live from the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill on Speedway just west of Wilmot, having a great time. And when I'm thinking about who we're going to be bringing on as our celebrity co-host, these decisions, as you know, are made very intentionally. And there is a guy in this community who is as serious about football as I am. He is as serious about food as I am. And he's also the director of sales for Tucson Indoor Football. Put your hands together for the Honorable Rob Gallo. Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Nice.
Thank you for having
me.
Yeah,
man. I mean, look, I love the fact that you were available to come on this show today, because you're like one of the busiest guys in town, because you were part of the announcement just a couple of weeks ago announcing that the Indoor Football League has named a new franchise, and Tucson, Arizona is going to be getting an indoor football team.
Yeah, starting in March, April, the first games are going to be going then. We've got a lot of announcements coming up. This Wednesday, we've got an announcement coming up for our brand new head coach. That's going to be 1:30 at Playground the week after, I think, on the 18th. We're unveiling our name. So if anyone wants to do that and help out with what our name is, you can just go to TucsonIndoorFootball.com. You can register your name for a team. If you win that, you win some tickets for the season for yourself. And also you can put some money down for season tickets. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's exciting. I'm just glad to be a part of it, something from the ground floor up, and go from there.
So exciting for the community. And I love, Rob Gallo, that you and your group have given the community a chance to actually have a say in what the name is going to be. So you cast the invitation across the community and said, look, Tucson should decide what the name of this team is going to be. I'm sure that you've got countless responses so far.
We have. We've gotten over, I think, 900 responses, so far. And that was as of last week for different names for the team. And especially that, because we're not, you know, owned by a major football franchise. We're not owned by the Redskins or the Cardinals. So this is Tucson's team.
Oh, you said Redskins. Let that be the first time that the glorious name of the Redskins have been uttered on this show. I'm in my Redskins shirt. I have a Redskins hat within reach. They're playing the Cardinals tomorrow. It's going to be a great game. But anyway, I digress.
I'll make sure it's the last time we mention the Redskins on the show today. But yeah, and that's the thing. We want to make it. It's a Tucson focused team. It's all about Tucson. So we want the community to embrace the team and to come out to enjoy and, you know, put your butts in the seats and come root for your team, because it's your team.
And I love indoor football. You know, football fans will love this kind of approach because it's a little bit different than standard football on a 100-yard playing field. You really give your fans a chance to get up close and personal with these athletes on the field.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the first two rows anywhere around the field, you can get a guy basically landing in your lap because you just caught the pass, get knocked into you from whatever it is. The ball goes into the stands. You get to keep it. A lot of it is basically, imagine being at a rock concert, loud, it's angry, and then a football game breaks out in the middle of it. So that's what to expect. It's not the long pauses of going to an NFL game. Nothing against that, but it's a lot different, higher pace, fast pace, more energy. It's something I think Tucson's going to get behind, and I think Tucson's going to love.
So much fun. Tucson indoor football. The season starts, did you say, in spring?
We'll be starting
spring?
In, yeah, March-ish. Should be the first game, I believe, away. We haven't set the schedule yet, but I know, you know, our first home game will be sometime in March.
Okay, and the coach's announcement is going to be made when, did you say?
This Wednesday at 1:30 at Playground.
Open
downtown.
To the public? People can come?
If people want to come, they can. But, yeah, we're just doing it on the rooftop of Playground.
Love so. It. Now, you're a big football guy like I am. Now, I believe you hail from the great state of Michigan.
Yes, I do.
One would assume that you're a Lions fan.
You would assume correctly. A lot of people from Michigan, depending where you're from, you're either a Lions fan, or if you're from the UP or, you know, Upper Peninsula, you're a Green Bay Packers fan. Unfortunately, you know, it's a shame for the state of Michigan. But, yeah, it makes me wish I was born in the 40s and 50s when the Lions actually won the NFL championship. But it seems like as soon as this whole Super Bowl era kicked in, it's like, we don't know how to play football anymore. And so I've been, you know, suffering through, you know, countless seasons of, you know, my 44, almost 45 years of absolutely nothing except to root for Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson,
right,
Matt Stafford,
yep.
But it's there's, you know, yay, 7-9, you know, oh, we're awesome, 9-7.
But how does Rob Gallo really kind of celebrate the food and beverage side of game day? I mean, you certainly do not wait till kickoff to dive into some great food and beverage. I mean, if I wanted to be Rob Gallo for just one Sunday, how do I approach game day? What am I eating? What am I drinking? What am I doing?
Well, for me, normally it's kind of like with right now, I'm drinking a sour beer because it's National Sour Beer Day. Oh. So I'm big on sours.
Right on.
So I still have a collection of some Founders sour that was only out for a month. That I managed to get as many cases right. as I possibly could, and just saving them so I can have them when I can. But no, just getting up usually in the morning. I'll try and actually, for me, try to make it an all-day thing. My wife makes a tremendous cheese crack. As I like to call it, basically, it's a Velveeta cheese. I know that doesn't sound very foodie.
Don't you dare suggest that Velveeta cheese is not in the foodie lexicon.
But, you know, Italian sausage, Rotel, just let that simmer for a couple hours and just get some chips, and it lasts all day. Depending how many people are over, it can last all day or just a few hours, because everyone just seems to go straight on that, put it on whatever they want, whether they're sausages, their hot dogs, on their burgers. So the whole gamut of that.
On the burger. So the sausage
burger.
And the tomato and the Rotel and the Velveeta.
Just slap it on
just
there.
Cascades over the patty with love.
Yep, and people just enjoy the hell out of it.
And that's good to sustain you through the fourth quarter, right? Are you rolling up your sleeves and tearing down some wings as well?
Trying to. You know, I mean, it's like, I'm a grazer, you know, so while I'm cooking, it's like I go and I kind of, you know, graze. Hey, make sure everything's good, do that, while everyone else is kind of eating. I've already eaten a little bit of everything. Try a rib here, try some wings there. Dig into the cheese crack to make sure it's ready, even though it's not, to get it before anybody else can. And
we are talking to fellow grazer, fellow foodie, and fellow football fan, Rob Gallo. He is the director of sales for the new Tucson indoor football team, named to be announced a little bit later this month. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about tailgating trends, tips and tools to maximize your next tailgate party with one of the biggest voices on the tailgate circuit today. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live. 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back. When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there.
Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Broadcasting live from the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill on Speedway just west of Wilmot. This entire show, fellow foodies, is dedicated to game day gastronomy. All the great foods, all the great drinks, all the great dishes to celebrate the wonderful game day that is Saturdays and Sundays. And here with our celebrity co-host opportunity is the director of sales for Tucson Indoor Football, Rob Gallo. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you again for having me back for another segment.
Exactly. You can stay up for the whole hour if you want.
Sweet. I'm in.
So as we talked about before this commercial break, you and I cannot wait until kickoff to begin our game day in an authentic and true way. Because pre-gaming is half the fun of game day, right?
It is, and especially, you know, if you're into barbecuing, sometimes it starts even earlier, you know what I mean? So everyone doing their tailgating. For me, I might be up tomorrow morning 6 o'clock, which I'm up anyways, so I may just throw some, ribs on. And
well, our next guest has got a lot to share with us because she is one of the biggest voices on the tailgate circuit. I'm so honored that she had some time to give us a call on the show, and she has competed all over the world. She is a multiple grand champion barbecue authority. She has won over 400 grilling and barbecue contests. She is also the former world pork champion.
Yum.
Rob Gallo.
Yum.
Everybody give it up for the Diva Q herself from the Travel Channel, Danielle Bennett.
Nice.
Danielle!
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Well, we're surrounded by...
So glad I can make it.
Well, so glad, especially like this is like big time busy season for you. You got American Royal coming up. You know, you are just unstoppable, but I can't do a segment about tailgating trends without bringing you on because you busy yourself traveling the world, helping everybody get ready for their pregame experience. As you're traveling the circuit, Danielle, what are you seeing out there that's fascinating these days?
You know, people are wanting a lot more from their tailgate experience. They're no longer satisfied by just dogs and burgers. They're stepping everything up now. So they're looking for more wood-fired flavor. They're looking for, you know, fusion flavors. So not just your traditional barbecue either. You're seeing a lot more Asian flavors, Mexican flavors, and everything around the world is coming home, basically.
Right on. So when you're saying real wood flavors, given the time and the love and the care that wood requires to activate itself into a great protein experience, when are you starting the tailgate prep?
You know, for me, it's all about prep. You know, tailgate experiences that are taken to the whole next level all start the day or two before, because one of the key components is to have everything prepped ahead of time, everything in their marinades, everything in their containers, ready to go to rock the grill. And I'm getting there 4 to 6 hours before the game.
4 to 6 hours before the game. Now, I was watching on your Instagram story yesterday. You know, we out here in Tucson, Arizona, know a thing or two about tortillas. But when you're doing tacos at the Diva Q House, you're making your tortillas from scratch, girl.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, one of those foodie people. And I've been on this quest lately, and I've been really good. Yeah, and I know you guys follow me along. And one of the things is that I'm always after, like, the best ever item, right? So I think that was batch, like, 400 at this point, trying to find the ultimate tortilla. And I think yesterday, I think I knocked it out of the park because we finally got a good combination of warm water, Mexican lard that was, you know, we're refined pork lard. We've got the right flour temperature. We've got the right arrest amount of time. It's literally been this, like, whole goal of mine this year to make, like, the ultimate tortillas because I'm doing all these delicious, you know, flank steak tacos, marinated chicken tacos. We're doing like a carne asada. We're doing like Argentinian chimichurri, kind of combining that with a taco as well. So, you know, I'm all about delicious mixing of flavors, you know, and so tortillas come along for the game.
Well, you know, when the world pork champion tells you to use pork lard, Rob Gallo, we just follow along and don't ask her any questions, right?
I'm not gonna.
That's awesome.
I love, Danielle, that you are doing some work with this great company called Traeger. And when you're thinking about tailgate prep and tailgate talk, Traeger seems to find itself at the epicenter of every conversation about tailgates. What is it about sort of the technology of the Traeger world that has this whole tailgate community all abuzz?
You know, one of the cool things is it goes back to my first comment that people are not just accepting, like, you know, the everyday. They're trying to elevate their tailgate food experience. And, of course, a wood-fired pellet grill is right there. You know, it takes next to nothing to have a small generator or, you know, a lot of our big trucks these days can run off of, you know, a little generator power. Additionally, there's so many different sizes of Traegers now, from a Pro 22, which is a smaller unit, or our own tailgater unit. We just brought out a tabletop unit called the Ranger and the Scout as well. So all of those things combined with the fact that you can pick 12 plus different flavors of wood pellets just means that you're going to get to an elevated food experience every single time.
I so dig that. I was over at a buddy of mine's house a couple of weeks ago, Mark, and you'll love this. He happens to be a rabid Buffalo Bills fan. He actually just picked up one of these pellet smokers from Traeger that you talked about, and I was fascinated, Danielle, by the fact that it was almost like set it and forget it. I mean, I have a smoker that takes great care and time and energy, and it's driving me nuts. This product actually feeds the pellet into the heat when it needs it, so it's almost like an effortless smoking experience.
Yeah, one of the cool things is that I come from a very different background. I've owned 65 barbecues. You know, I am a barbecue expert, you know, and so, you know, some women collect shoes. I collected barbecues for many, many years. And so I've been there. I've done that, you know, and I always laugh when the guys go, do you think you can handle this? And I'm like, yeah, get out of my way. I'll show you. And it's because, you know, I've run everything from those big offsets to your reverse low gravity charcoal grills and smokers and your ceramics. And then I've gone the whole gamut on gas and propane as well. And one of the things is that I always talk about, you know, I teach almost 3,000 students a year now with Traeger. I've been working on their grills for going into my 13th year. And one of the things that I always loved about them and is the fact that you have repeatable, consistent results, right? So when you have a wood grill or you have a charcoal grill, you have to worry about temperature control a lot, right?
Right.
You have to have a certain skill set in order to maintain 225, 250, 275 degrees. When you have a pellet grill, a wood-fired pellet grill like a Traeger, one of the things is that variable is completely removed. Additionally, because it's all indirect, the versatility goes through the roof. So not only are we like doing our ribs and maybe our flank steaks on our tailgate, I'm also right. baking cookies or maybe even like cinnamon rolls or something for the breakfast time.
Unbelievable. So it's like one-stop shopping for everything. We're talking to Danielle Bennett. She is the Diva Q. She's my barbecue bae, as we say in the industry. Where can people find a little bit more about you? I mean, I think your barbecue book has become a Bible for barbecue enthusiasts, and I know you travel the world, you know, giving lectures and talks and such. How can people find out a little bit more about you, get a hold of that book, and start stalking you like I've been doing?
You know, I'm always on social media. Instagram is probably the quickest way to get a hold of me. DivaQBBQ across every single social media challenge. One of the things is that, you know, I trademarked this phrase that says life's too short for bad barbecue, and I truly believe that.
Could not imagine a better way to end our very short time with the Diva Q herself, Danielle Bennett. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're on a worldwide whirlwind tour of all the great barbecue regions in the world. Anyway, thank you so much. Keep doing all the work, and we love everything you're about, and we wish you all the best in this very busy season.
Thanks, guys. Go Bills. Go Bills.
Go Bills, she says. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some of our sponsors. And when we come back, Richard McClelland is in the house. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But they're so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from what has quickly become Tucson Sports Central. If you're a football fan or fan of any professional sports and college sports, whatever, come on down and join us at the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill on Speedway, just west of Wilmot, here hanging out, partying with my celebrity co-host of this week. He's the director of sales for Tucson Indoor Football, Rob Gallo.
Hello, sir.
Making his way through that gosa like the true champion we know he is.
It's sour beer day today, so you got to go with the sour. I just go with what the day says.
One of the many beers that they have on the horizon of handles here at the Frozen Cactus is a Modern Times Critical Band Hazy IPA. I love the haze chapter of the IPA story that so many breweries are beginning to tell. This one is, they call it a deep, juicy stunner with a wave of pineapple, papaya, and pink grapefruit. I'm in, like, beer heaven, man.
Modern Times puts out some fantastic beers. I just love almost anything that they do. Doesn't matter whether it's a sour, an IPA, double, whatever it is, they just do some great work.
And if you're looking for great work and a spectacular selection of beers, and you're sort of in and around the Speedway in Wilmot area, you're going to be taking and following the sounds to all the fun to Frozen Cactus. And here with us, fellow foodies, he is sitting right in front of us. He is the owner of the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill. Put your hands together for Mr. Richard McClellan. Richard, how are you? Sir,
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Nice to see you. Thanks so much for hosting us. I mean, we're doing a whole show about football food, football drinks. What better place to do it than the Frozen Cactus?
You are in the right place. There's 30 screens and two 17-foot screens to watch it on. This is a beautiful place to watch a game.
30 screens.
30 screens.
So, like 29 wasn't enough. You sent some bartender to Costco to buy another TV screen because 29 doesn't do it for Richard McClellan.
I'm an executive member, so.
Odd numbers don't sound good. You got to have a good, big, even number.
So, what is it about when we think of the word ice bar? What does that whole concept mean to folks? That, I mean, I know that you talk about almost having what you believe to be the coldest beer in town, and you would be able to throw down those big words. But what is this whole ice bar concept all about?
Well, the ice bar was developed by Bar Rescue, so they came in and tried to give a very old building its own, I guess, ambiance. That's really what the ice bar was designed around.
Right.
And they really did a nice makeover on the bar.
Yeah. So this is, of course, Bar Rescue on the Paramount Network. And,
There are some secrets I'm not allowed to talk about. Our show has not aired yet. Our show is going to air in season 7 is what we've been told.
Oh, so we do know that. Okay.
Season 7.
So, all right.
And they're in season 6 right now. But everything about the episode, things like that, I'm not really allowed to talk about. But everyone is – obviously, there's pictures of their remodel and everything they've done to the bar. And everything visually that they've done is already here.
Is already here.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the moment in your life that is going to happen when that episode airs? Are you staffed? Are you ready? I mean, this is like a big deal and a big game.
Probably not yet, but because we had 500 people in line here for the show.
When it got out that they were shooting here, right.
So okay. we had a line about 5 blocks back.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we do know that it's going to be season 7.
That's what they told us.
Okay, so look for the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill story. We're actually going to be talking about the Flame Grill side of the concept with Hector Sandoval, who runs a very busy back of the house. But when people are coming here to drink, because this is what Rob and I do, we usually get here a couple hours before the game starts, like your Cornhuskers fans do. Where do we go? You got a beautiful Horizon of Handles, and you actually got a serious cocktail game going as well, right?
Yes, that was one of the things introduced by Bar Rescue, signature cocktails. Obviously, you got to come in to try them. Can't talk about them. You got to see them. Be here to taste
tough,
them and be believable.
I want to stay alive after this show, so don't ask him too many questions.
No more questions about that. How do you go about picking the beers? Because I know that you've got you're pledging allegiance to some of the local brewers, which I think is wonderful. But we are in the middle of this craft beer boom that is showing no signs of letting up. How in the world do you begin to curate that horizon of handles? What kind of beers you have to have, and ones that you think you don't necessarily have to showcase?
Well, my theory is that. I think some people go too hyper-local. I think there are great local beers, but I try to put the best beers on the wall that I can put up there.
Right.
I've been in Tucson for 22 years now. I consider myself pretty much a resident. I was born in San Diego, so I am from craft beer heaven.
Oh, so yeah, that's Mecca.
Yeah.
So you're a Modern Times guy.
I am a Modern Times guy. You will see some heavy San Diego and Temecula. San Marcos influences from me because that's where I grew up.
Have you tasted through the entire line of beers that you have? You got 30 TVs. How many handles do you have?
We have 29 handles.
Now, that's quite a screen-to-suds ratio. One screen for every tap.
He needs one more.
But we also have over 100 bottles.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've got a
clientele. And now, by the way, now that you're going to be on Bar Rescue, they've turned from guests to clients, I'm sure. But you've got a clientele that says, look, I have a discriminating palate. What I can't find on the tap line, I'm going to find in a bottle, and you know exactly where they're going to go.
And the nice thing about bottle beer is it ages. You know, if it doesn't age, you got to drink it fast. But, I mean, there's a lot of aging that is going on with beer nowadays, and people just want to see what happens with it sometimes.
All right, we're going to see what happens a little bit after our news break. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks to sponsors. Come back. Continue talking to Richard McClelland and bring it in the back of the house, Hector Sandoval, with this live broadcast from the Frozen Cactus. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do. While serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. This just in from the On the Menu Live news desk. Our friends at Quail Distributing have just announced that they're on the lookout for their next account manager to join their Southern Arizona team. That's right. One of Arizona's premier beverage partners for restaurants and retailers alike is in hot pursuit of a self-motivated sales professional with a competitive edge. Someone with a passion and knowledge of fine wine, craft beer, and spirits who will represent their portfolio with pride. Does this sound like you? Send your cover letter and resume to Partner for Success at QuailAZ.com to be considered
considered for this amazing opportunity to join the team at Quail Distributing, a company that represents some of my favorite brands. That's Partner for Success at QuailAZ.com. We'll be toasting the successful candidate soon on this very show. So get your cover letter and resume to Partner for Success at QuailAZ.com today.
Back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill on Speedway, just a little bit west of Wilmot, having a great time talking about game day gastronomy, gridiron gastronomy, because football season is underway, fellow foodies, and nothing says great football experiences than a memorable culinary and cocktail moment. And are back here with our celebrity co-host who loves many culinary and cocktail moments from Tucson Indoor Football. Rob Gallo is back with us.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Having a great time, man.
I'm having a blast. Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know what? You're welcome anytime. I just want to say that this show would not be possible without the loyalty and the love and the affection of our sponsors. I would not have the privilege to run my mouth every Saturday at 5 o'clock to share the great news about local food and beverage were it not for the people that have said yes to local food and local radio. These are our sponsors. Please go thank them. Introduce yourselves to them. Spend your money with them. They deserve it, and they need to be honored like I honored them every week. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Ambiance Pool Service, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Quail Distributing, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications. Lots of applause for all of our sponsors. So we're also here with the owner, the guy who actually gets to come to the Frozen Cactus every day and call it work. I mean, this is like, I'd be like a kid in a candy store here if I was feasting my eyes on the 30 television screens and working my way down the horizon of handles, 29 beers. I think he needs a punch card. I mean, that's what you got to do. Talk about loyalty. A lot of people in this community are loyal to Richard McClellan. Richard, thanks so much for hosting us today.
Thank you for being here.
So much fun. So here we are talking about game day gridiron gastronomy. We talked about how we approach the pregame with Danielle Bennett from the Travel Channel, Barbecue Crawl, the DBQ herself, talking about preparing for tailgate. We talked about with Richard McClellan about some of the beers, you know, some of the sours, the IPAs, basically a beer for every personality and palate is here under the roof at Frozen Cactus, but we always come here to actually sink our teeth into what we believe to be fine football food. And when and our next guest is actually quite a fine guy himself, because he is the kitchen manager. He makes the world go round at the center of the plate here at the Frozen Cactus. His name is Hector Sandoval. Hector, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting us hang out in this kind of loungy setting we're in. Is this fun or what?
It's very fun, and thanks for having us, too.
I mean, here, I think this is where I'm sitting right now has to be the best seat in the house. Is there, like, a name for this room? We're almost, like, in this little lair.
It's a VIP room.
It's the, well, of course it is, because Rob Gallo's here.
No, it's because you're here.
The VIP room. Again, you don't have to turn your head more than a quarter inch to see a different screen almost on every wall and every turn, but these are big, beautiful, plush leather couches that my rear end is adorning right now. And really, you need to be comfortable to enjoy a great meal, right?
Yes, you are.
That's how it is. So before we get started on this kind of whole football food, football gastronomy story, let's find out a little bit more about you, because, you know, it takes a special kind of person, you know, to satisfy the very serious standards of Richard McClellan. I mean, Richard McClellan does not just hire anyone off the street. Richard McClellan cares about guest experiences. And when you are doing something like a sports bar, a sports restaurant, where food is such a fundamental part of the experience, he thought you had what it takes to actually lay the story. Where did your love affair with food start?
Well, I've been working with restaurants for about 15 years. And here in Tucson, I've been in Tucson for about 18 years.
Oh, no kidding.
So I just started working in restaurants, and I liked it. And I mean, I've been doing it, like I said, for about 15 years. And mostly I've worked in local restaurants here in Tucson.
Right on. You want to name a couple?
I worked for Charo Cafe.
Right on.
I worked for Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue.
No kidding.
I worked for Growler's Tap House.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, some winners there for sure.
Yeah.
And so you picked up a little bit on the way as your journey through the food story began, and when you were finally ascending to the pinnacle of your culinary career here at Frozen Cactus, Richard says, I think this kid has what it takes, right? I mean, this guy's got some serious street creds, man.
Definitely. That's why he's here. He's here to make everybody's experience on Sunday
make you want to come back.
Love it. So. Love it. What do you love about food, though? What are when you're painting a picture of the Hector Sandoval food story, what is at the center of it? What kind of flavors and experiences and techniques really get you jamming when it comes to prepping in the back?
I like spicy foods, and I mean, I'm from Mexico, so I like Latin, those kind of foods. And I just like it. I mean, I love making food, and people eat. I like watch people eating the food. When the faces they make every time they take a bite, that's what makes it all worth it.
Now, when Rob Gallo was talking about the crack, was it the crack?
Cheese crack.
The cheese crack that his lovely bride makes, I'm sure there was a similar glow that cast across his face, manifesting his love for his bride as well as his love for Velveeta cheese. But you actually get a chance to step out of the kitchen to actually gaze across the canvas here and see people eat your food. And that's kind of like the enjoyment that not a lot of chefs get to experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like that. So, yeah.
And you can just see it in their eyes, right?
Yeah.
All right, so much fun. So when we're thinking about, we're going to kind of go through your menu in a little bit, but thinking specifically about game day fare. Like, so when we talked to Danielle Bennett, the Diva Q herself a little bit earlier on in the show, she said tailgates have really upped their game. No one's going to a tailgate anymore to bang out a hot dog and call it a day. People are really elevating the culinary experience at tailgates. When you're thinking about football food, the kinds of food that needs to sustain a fan from pregame, which is usually the night before the game with Rob Gallo, pregame through the fourth quarter, what kind of foods and experiences do you want your guests to have?
Foods, I mean, I like, I think burgers and
right
some bag juicy burgers,
yes.
Some nice fries. I like some sort of seafood too, some spicy, get that kick for it. Drink that beer, cold beer.
Nice.
So that's what I kind of see with football and maybe some pizza, all that kind of foods. So I think it goes great with watching football games.
Okay, so the things that you just talked about right there are the kinds of foods that do not require flatware. Because when you're watching the game, you don't have time, especially if it's a Redskins game, you don't have time to actually wield a knife and fork to gingerly work your protein off the bone because you're going to miss a play. So you're talking about doing great seafood, great burgers, some fries. I hear your wings are off the hook. These are the kinds of things that football fans want because it's not busy because your attention needs to be on the screen, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, that's the whole point. There's, like you said, there's no point of looking at your food. You want to watch the game and eat your food with your hands.
Let's talk about the burger. I mean, the burger, even Danielle said, I mean, the burger still is relevant in a game day conversation. So how do you approach the burger process? Because, you know, we talked to Richard about how he curates the list of beers. He was very honest about his hailing from San Diego, and he has a loyalty to that region, and he has celebrated that on his tap line. What is your approach to a burger when you could do virtually anything? Rob's putting the cheese crack on his burger at home. How do you approach the burger process?
Well, burger process, first you got to start with the meat.
Okay.
You got to have some good meat. So right now we're going to start using some Angus, 2/3 upper choice.
Oh,
so
nice.
Which is, that's a nice cut of meat, makes it really juicy. So now you got to start with that. And then you go with the bun, a really good bun. We use a local bakery.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Love that story. Okay, yeah. Because Hector, it's
La Baguette.
You're using La Baguette?
Yes.
Over, beautiful. Beautiful. It's so, as you know, it is so easy to cut corners in this industry. It is easy to leave that level of attention out. But you think it's important enough to make that investment to keep local operators, you know, in business?
First thing, yeah, it's local business. And like I said, little stuff like that, like a burger bun local, it's going to be fresh. It's going to be better. It's going to change. Maybe a lot of people don't think it does, but once you try it all together, it just makes a huge difference.
And the beef is, as you said, is just as important as the bread.
Of course.
It has to be quality beef.
Exactly. So those are two, for me, the main ingredients where you got to start with to make a great burger.
So,
and then after that, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do with it.
Build on up, right?
Cheese crack, yeah. Bacon. Yeah.
That's right. How many burgers do you have on the menu these days?
Right now we have four burgers.
Four burgers.
And we're thinking about we're going to have a new menu coming out, so we're going to add a few more items.
Now, are we allowed to talk about the new menu without being...
We're good.
Okay, Richard.
That's right. Thumbs up.
We don't have to wait till season 7 to talk about the new menu. So sometimes when you bring new dishes on a menu, that means that some dishes are going to come off the menu.
Yes.
Is that a difficult decision to make from the back of the house?
Not really, because, I mean, well, you got to look in what's selling, what's not. So that's one of the main things to look at. So if it's not selling, maybe you find something else that might take that place and sell a little more, and that's what we're looking for, and that's what we're looking. We look at the numbers, we look at everything, and then we take a few choices and we make a decision on what's going in the menu.
And how, what's the R&D process like? I mean, do you invite Richard to the dance? I mean, does he, because as I said, I mean, he has standards. Do you allow him in the back? Does he have a key to the kitchen? Can he actually come in and participate in that process?
The problem is I want him to make everything.
The last call is his.
I want the menu to be this big.
Of course you do.
Like the menu on that commercial where they bring out the readers.
So I try to hold them back from that. I'm like, we want to give them options, but not too many options. Exactly.
So give us a tease. What's one item that is not on the menu that you think stands a pretty good chance of coming on the menu here at the Frozen Cactus in the next few weeks?
Look, right now we have a Bavarian pretzel stick coming in with a nice jalapeno cheese.
Nice.
So that's going to be really good. We have mussels, some mussels with Calabrese pesto. So they have a kick to it. They're spicy.
Mussels with a Calabrese pesto.
Yes.
This is a sports bar.
Yes.
Okay, talk about elevating the game.
That sounds delicious.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, yes. And like I said, they're really good for me. They go really good with the bar because you use your hands to eat them.
Right.
They're spicy. They're going to make you drink a little more. All that kind of stuff. And they're really, really good.
Spicy seafood there is from the early part of Hector's journey. You know, it's all coming to play here at the Frozen Cactus. Talk about your wings because, you know, I'm from Washington, D.C. My father's side of the family hails from Buffalo. So I was eating buffalo wings before the rest of the country even knew what a buffalo wing was. You said that you're going to take the part of the chicken that typically gets thrown away before 1965, that's what happened to it, and you're actually going to deep fry it or bake it or whatever, and it's all of a sudden going to be a thing. 40 years ago, people would have laughed at you. So I take my wings seriously. Talk about your wings, because I've never had them here, but people that I know, whose palates I hold in high regard, think you got the wing thing down.
Yeah, we got really good wings. Our flavors right now, they took some flavors out, and that's on the new menu. We want to bring more flavors so we can have more options on the flavor side of the wings. I mean, we got from barbecue, just mild barbecue, to really hot. So we want to bring a hotter sauce in, too, and everything in the middle, buffalo, all that kind of stuff. And they're really, really good.
Okay, you are a ranch guy or blue cheese guy? I know you got to give
guy.
A You're a ranch guy. Rob Gallo.
It takes a special person to be a blue cheese guy.
Okay, it does. It takes a very special person. Now, your next thing you're going to tell me is that you're a Cowboys fan. Just lay it all out there.
I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, my God.
That explains the bland ranch.
All right.
The bland ranch.
So
he's afraid of the chunky blue cheese.
So my wife is a personal trainer. She's enjoying a few beers over there outside of the VIP room because she has not yet proven herself worthy to come, TV side to join us in the VIP room. So she's looking for some healthy options as well. So when she's coming to the Frozen Cactus and she doesn't want to go knee deep, in burgers and wings, are there some things here on the menu on the kind of the lighter side that would find favor on her palate?
Well, we're trying to add right now because we only have one salad, so we're trying to add. We're gonna add a Caesar chicken salad.
Oh, sweet!
We have a. It's not super healthy, but we have a club sandwich, which is not that bad either. We might add another chicken sandwich too. So we're looking at that side too.
Sounds great. That's all. I mean, that's it.
We also have a grilled tilapia dinner.
Oh yeah, the grilled tilapia.
Grilled tilapia again, Rob. This is a sports bar. Is it fair to call? I mean, the sports bar has this connotation in people's minds about what it is and what it isn't. But show me a sports bar that's doing grilled tilapia and calabrese pesto mussels.
The Frozen Cactus.
That's right. Reimagining the game day experience.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your team? So, but he got the whole Patriots thing out of his way.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to begrudge you.
Right now, I'm getting my bell rung. I'm getting my bell rung because he's just not there. So,
what are some other things on the menu? So we talked about burgers and wings, talked about great seafood, salads. What else should your guests not miss when they come in to see you at the Frozen Cactus?
What else? We have.
Had the tacos. The tacos, I think, are.
Oh yeah,
really
we have
good.
A really we have chicken chipotle tacos. We have grilled chicken tacos, carne asada, those are the top seller ones. Tilapia tacos. Our tacos are really good too.
Not corn flour.
Both, either one.
Your choice.
You should come with flour, but if you want corn, we have corn too.
Okay, is that your call? Is that your call to default to the flour? Is that what Mama Sandoval said when you were tugging at her apron at the tender age of five?
Flour is better.
Mama, tell me, is it flour or is it corn? You say flour's better.
Flour is better.
You think flour basically has better resilience? It actually, the integrity of a flour tortilla is less compromised than when compared to a corn?
Yeah.
Would you suggest that?
I think that when the juice of whatever you have in your taco gets in the flour tortilla, it holds the juice better.
Nice.
Sometimes the corn tortilla overtakes the taste of the taco.
Interesting. Right on.
But that's why I like flour tortillas. And we also use a local for our tortillas, Alejandro's.
Oh, yeah. Alejandro's is just iconic. Yeah. Iconic. Now, we talked about the ice bar, but there's also the flame grill. Now, are you playing with fire back there, Hector?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a nice flat top. We have salamander. We have a few more stuff that we're going to buy. We're going to put in there, make that kitchen a little more, make it better. So when we're starting into season, so we're going to get a lot busier. We got to get ready and be ready to go for how many people come in. Everything comes out nice on time. And
beautiful. Especially perfect. When season 7 comes around.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fire and burgers, because I know there is a great and growing gulf in the burger community about the great preparation for a burger. Do you throw it on a grate with flames licking their way up, or do you do it on a flat top to get that sear?
We're getting the flat top.
You're doing the flat top. I'm a flat top guy as well. Rob, where are you on that?
I just eat the burger. It doesn't really matter.
No, just put it on the plate.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Let me tell you something.
They both taste fantastic. So either way, I just love burgers.
Okay.
So.
Well, let me give you a little tip here. If you take the cheese crack and you spoon it onto the burger when it's on a grate, that cheese crack is going to have a very sad final end to its story by dripping through the grate.
I wait till it's on the plate, you put it on
there. Okay, well, that's a very nice thing. Because I was going to say, if it's on the flat top, it's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
That's just going to start crusting up a little bit.
So crisp, yeah.
Ooh. With that flat top, you're going to get that great sear. There's always evenness. You're not going to have a hot spot or cold spot. Beautiful. All right, well, the time has come, guys, to see if one of our listeners wants to have a chance at winning a Frozen Cactus gift card so they can come in here and experience everything we've been talking about. And we have our trivia question. Have you guys thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today? Give me anything. Except, so long as it's not about the Cowboys or the Yankees or the Red Sox. Anyway.
So, if they're a new Frozen Cactus customer, they wouldn't know much about Frozen Cactus or what we used to be, which was RJ's Replays.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
So, and if you notice on our website, we have all three logos because we are in transformation into the new process. So, my trivia question to the person who calls in would be, what month did RJ's open?
What month did RJ's
open?
Okay, so that's what month did you assume the ownership mantle and put the key into the door for the first time? We don't want to know what year, right? We want to know what month.
They can guess the month.
Okay, if you can guess the month that RJ's Replays opened up in Tucson on Speedway just west of Wilmot, and you're the first person to send me a note, you're going to get a gift card to experience Frozen Cactus for yourself on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be rolling up our sleeves and sinking our teeth into everything that Hector Sandoval talked about. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression traditions of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Live, it's Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the frozen Cactus Ice Bar and Flame Grill. Back with our celebrity co-host and professional voiceover extraordinaire, Rob Gallo.
I was shocked to hear that that was me as well. I don't know even how my voice got on there.
Doing the tag on the poker spot, man. I tell you what, you should actually look into doing that. But Mike Fader is keeping you busy enough with Tucson Indoor Football.
Yes, yes he is, and I can't wait for it. So it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're back here with the owner, the proprietor-in-chief at the frozen Cactus, Richard McClelland. We talked a little bit with Hector about the new menu. A great anticipation is growing across this community to see some of the things that he only teased us about. When can we expect to see some of the new menu items drop on the new menu?
Should be done by late next week.
Next week?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, so you've already tasted your way through the new exhibits. So already made your decision.
I had some great things on RJ's menu that everybody loved. I wanted to bring a few things back, and he's got some great ideas. So we brought some new stuff in. And we're going to try and roll with it, but obviously we're going to keep changing with what our guests want and need every Sunday, like smoking wings
right on.
And a smoker using Traeger stuff. So we actually use a Traeger smoker.
You do?
Well, we use the pellets in our smoker, so the flavor's there. So it's a wonderful way to smoke wings. It tastes awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, in addition to something tasting awesome, there's the smell. I mean, there's a fragrance that arrived in the VIP room not seconds before Hector Sandoval came in. You might assume that wherever Hector goes, a fragrance leads the way. but before we get to these dishes that he's brought out for us to enjoy, in addition to a great place for football fans, this is a fight club as well at Frozen Cactus. You got great experiences for the fight community, right?
Yeah, next week we're showing the Triple G versus Canelo number 2. Their second time fighting, so we have a wonderful audience for pay-per-views. We sell out. You can't make reservations. You cannot make reservations the day of.
Okay.
So you have to make them the day before or sooner.
You a fight guy, Rob Gallo?
I love all the fights.
We talked about that during the commercial break, and you knew exactly what he was talking about. You didn't miss a beat.
It's number 2, man. This should be a really good fight.
Yeah,
so.
All right. I might need to come and experience that because, I haven't been a fight guy.
Let me know.
Cool. Let's talk about it. Okay, so football is in full extravagance right here, football season. If you are a Nebraska Cornhuskers fan, you certainly know where the Frozen Cactus is, but virtually every sport across the entire canvas of professional sports, you've got the games, you've got the fans, you've got the food. And speaking of food, Hector Sandoval is back with us with just a little bit of a story with what we're talking about, elevating, reimagining sports bar cuisine. What do we got going on here, man?
So right here, like I told you, we have the Calabrese pesto mussels. And over here, we have a steak torta with a mix of peppers and some onions. And some pepper jack cheese melted in that.
Okay. This is an historic moment that is happening right now live. On the menu live, I am having Calabrese pesto mussels at a sports bar. Okay, got beautiful toast points here. I'm going right in. Rob?
So, it sounds fantastic.
Oh.
You know, just from hearing what...
The Calabrese spice
the
on there
licking.
Is just perfect.
Right?
You can get carried away. You can hold it back. It's all about ratio. It's all about balance. That is a beautiful kiss of heat. It's that Sandoval smooch that I've been hearing about for a long time. Finally, glad I can experience that. A great dish. This is a wonderful place to start. Beautiful heat. Beautiful sweet mussels as well. We talked about quality beef for those burgers.
Yes, sir.
Quality seafood makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Right on. Okay, so this is a torta.
This is a steak torta.
Steak torta. Now, yes. Rob, you got to get in on some of this action, man. Steak torta. Break down what's in here, man.
So it's got mixed peppers. So it's got red bell peppers, which are they're toasted. And then it's got poblano peppers. It's got caramelized onions. And it's got pepperoncinis. And it's got pepper jack cheese melted. It's a pepper jack that we make here in-house.
Mm. Beautiful texture differences as well. And the taste, you get that sweetness of the pepper, a little bit of the spice.
Like I said, the bread is the same thing. It's from a local bakery.
Beautiful. There's a buoyancy to the bread. The bread is pillowy. So, and it really kind of warming up the dish, right? We talked about the tortilla on the tacos. You have that same spirit when it comes to the kind of bread that you use for the sandwich. Rob, get on some of this because I don't want you to miss the experience here. So the torta.
Oh, good. I got the whole plate.
Well, you know, no. Buy your own show. You can have a bite. I'm going to let you have a bite of the food that has been lovingly prepared before me. But anyway, that's just gorgeous. R&D on that. I mean, did you play with different ingredients and flavors to get it where you wanted it to go?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a work exercise with the mussels. It was just mixing with sauces, with the peppers, because, you know, there's a lot of different peppers. Some get too spicy. Some are okay. So we just mix in. Because there's Parmesan cheese in there, there's garlic, there's olive oil, so all of that just to make it right. Because you don't want to make it too spicy either, because you won't be able to eat it.
Absolutely beautiful.
That is just all the flavors just mix well together. You can taste everything, like you said. It's just pillowy. The bread, it's just I'll be back.
I noticed he moved his microphone away just about an inch and a half to accommodate the space to put that torta inside of his trap. But anyway, again, we're talking about football fare. And yes, burgers have a role in the story about football food, wings, but you're talking about tilapia, you're talking about mussels, you're talking about all these wonderful flavors that I wouldn't have imagined would be a good fit, but you guys have laid it down, and you're going to be busy, busy, busy this season. Richard, are you ready for this, man?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
We gave away one of our secret weapons. This is actually from the show.
Whoa. All right, well, no one's going to get – I mean, season seven, right?
Season seven.
Hector Sandoval, kitchen manager, back of the house extraordinaire, a guy who brings his love affair of food from his early days with this Mexico side of the story, the Latin flair and spice. Thank you so much for treating us and to introducing us to your story. Richard McClellan, thank you so much for everything you do. Go Redskins, and we'll see you guys soon. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the...